Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's the show you're listening to, the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being part of our day. You know, folks, I want to talk about leadership, or in unfortunately, in the case of my thoughts right now, lack of leadership. And I also want to I want to back up a little bit and sort of overlay what the real problem we got on planet Earth. And I'm talking about not just the United States, but across the planet. Human beings, Earthlings have. Way too many Earthlings have a problem right now. We have made promises based on 20th century expectations that were to be fulfilled. We made them in the 20th century, and we continue to make 20th century like or 20th century type promises even in the 21st century. Based on 20th century structures, 20th century expectations. But those promises were to be redeemed in the 21st century. And so what we have here is we have a collision of 20th century expectations and promises with 21st century reality. And what happens is that here comes somebody, you know, imagine that you show up with your 20th century expectations, and you show up at the 21st century window, and you say, okay, I want my money. And the 21st century says, well, yeah, I know that's what was told you were told in, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago, but here in the 21st century, things are different. Things here are different. And we don't have that money. That money, you know, all that stuff you thought you were going to get, well, guess what? You're not going to get it. And that's what's going on right now. Now, there are two kinds of folks in this little scenario. They're the people who refuse to admit that we have this problem, and they continue to believe that we've got to keep paying for these things, even though we don't have the money. And then there are the people who are saying, okay, I'm sorry that you were told this, but you're not going to get, you can't have the money, you can't have those promises fulfilled because we don't have the money, and borrowing more money, printing more money is not going to solve anything. It's just going to kick the can down the road and put it off for a little bit longer until ultimately it cannot be put off anymore. So those are two kinds of folks there. And that's where the war is right now. It's happening in Greece, it's happening in Spain, it's happening in Ireland, it's happening in England, it's happening in Portugal, etc., etc. And it's happening in the United States. It happened in Wisconsin. It's in New Jersey. This is something that's going on right now. And so what we've got to have is we've got to have the kind of leadership in the 21st century that takes all of that, the promises, the expectations, and the reality, the funding reality that we have in the 21st century, and pull those together and create something that will work, wind up with some kind of a redemption method for these promises that will work long term. Now, I think most people who are capable of doing some math will see that, okay, I don't like the fact that I'm not going to get as much money as I thought. But obviously, if there's no money to pay this, where's it going to come from? Where's that money? Who's going to get that money? And that's what we got going on right now. So what we have to do as Americans, we have to decide, you know, what do we want? We've got this gut check. I'm calling it our national gut check. But one of the problems we got right now is we have a total lack of leadership in Washington, D.C. the way all the parties are coming together up there, I don't have any confidence in their ability to pull this off, to lead us and to make the right decisions, the decisions that have to be made. And here's my reason for that. Think about what's been going on with this budget process. Now, remember, and I want to make sure nobody misunderstands this, the things that they're arguing over right now is the job that they didn't get done in fiscal 2010, meaning prior to September 30th, prior to October 1st, 2010. The things that they're doing, the things that they did over the weekend, the things that they're still have not completely finished, this is work that they should have completed 7 months ago. Now, here's the reason why I'm really disappointed in the leadership. These guys are arguing with each other. They're coming in the news. They're getting up in front of cameras, and they're saying, we don't have a deal, or we have a deal, or whatever. But not one of them looks you and me in the eye and says, you know, folks, we failed. We didn't do our job. We messed up. And here we are with egg on our face. We should be so embarrassed. This is the most shameful thing in the world that we didn't do our job last year. And here we are taking up all of our time, putting the country in jeopardy. And they're doing this, folks. They're arguing over all this stuff without ever admitting that they didn't do their job. Where's the shame, folks? As long as you have that kind of a scenario, God help us with these leaders. We've got to get some folks up there who are adults and who know what it means to do the job that they were sent there to do. The bunch we have now, they don't get that. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. God bless America. We need it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.